All right.
Welcome to the Bulldog Block. We're back. It's Adam and Madison, and we have a special guest today, Jala Belay.
Yes, I'm glad to be here today, and I just want to say thank you guys for granting me the opportunity to be a part of this very unique program and platform today, and it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for being on.
Absolutely.
So, Jala, you're a Concordia student here. You're a junior, correct?
Oh, I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior?
Yes, this is actually my first semester senior. It's like I'm a little bit off the academic calendar a little bit.
Oh, I see. All
like
right.
I start like January to like December, so it kind of go more with the annual calendar than the academic one.
Okay, so you have another semester after this one.
I got two more technically.
Two more. Okay, gotcha. So you'll be a super senior next year. Cool.
Yeah.
Take the senior status when you get it.
Yep. Oh, man, absolutely. I got to take that. I've had a lot of work put in for that.
So tell us a little bit about what you're studying.
Well, I do study business administration with an emphasis in marketing and a minor in computer science.
So you're going to get a little jump on your leadership skills. You're running for student body president.
Well, I won't really say a jump. I would just say a continuation of that because I've really been in leadership like all my life. I see that's a blessing from God. I've just been in so many leadership positions from being a childhood. And I think one thing is that God blessed me into an environment when I was growing up where I was just always surrounded by leaders in an environment like in a leadership ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So high school, I became like class president. I was involved in my committee that I lived in back in Liberia. I mean, we did committee projects. Back home, we said like a council government, student council government. But the student senate, I mean, going right now as a president for the upcoming student senatorial election is something that I'm doing because I want to help. I want to serve my fellow students more. I want to be able to serve them as a servant more. And I'm a person who feels, again, that a person does not need to be in leadership position to make a difference. I think that's my philosophy. Like, I can be an ordinary citizen and still make a difference in society. There's just so much that you can do. And being in a leadership position sometimes gives you an opportunity to do more and to serve people more. Mm-hmm. So this is just an opportunity of me stepping in to serve my fellow students more and give them the kind of leadership that I think they deserve. I also think that everybody is really a leader in their own way. It's like we just do it at so many levels and in so many spectrum. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I think we have a lot of good leaders here on our campus, especially here at Concordia.
Mm-hmm. I think leadership also, there's a lot of learned traits as well in being a leader. And you've had a lot of experience with that as well. Let's get into this. Now, you've mentioned it a couple times, but you're not from America. And also, you know, listeners can probably tell you have an accent.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your story about where you came from and how you got here.
Okay, so I'm originally from Liberia. That's West Africa.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up, and I went to high school there. And basically, like I said, I've been in United States since 2016. So all of my life, for the most part, has been back in Liberia. And back home, it's like I was also blessed to be born in a Christian family where my dad was a pastor and a Lutheran pastor, to be more precise. And I was blessed to go to school where it was a Lutheran school as well. And growing up where we had the opportunity to just hear God's word. And that was just something that I think had a very significant impact on my life. I just can't believe how my life would have been without knowing Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Personally, back home, I can realize that God is really real, and he's real, like, and he exists, like, not just because I was born in a family that went to church every Sunday, but it's because, like, he helped me to really, really come to the point of practically seeing God doing things in my life, like, day in and day out. I was born in a family where I had about three sisters, like, one mm-hmm. of them women are, like, in the United States now, and I go to school in Missouri. But it's like growing up all of those sisters, it was like as a student back in Africa, we basically had limited sports in terms of what we could play. Like my high school I went to, the most popular sports was soccer. Mm-hmm. So it's either you're playing soccer. Like my school did not even have a basketball team. Growing up in Africa, like, I mean, go to school, conference school, I mean, go home and study, go in and hang out with friends. Maybe we go to like some family visit. I mean, just like a regular thing that a kid would, I won't say like a kid would do in the United States because it might be a little bit different. But like, I mean, that was just how it was like growing up in Africa. And I remember like after I was in high school, I talked earlier about, I mean, like just this passion to just serve people growing up in a leadership atmosphere. I think that was a big impact on my life, and I think God used that to really shape my life in a whole lot of ways, like a whole lot of meaningful ways where he often had mentors in my life. I mean, people who were always there to give me advice as a young man, and being around these elder people too, that was something that really had a great impact in my life. I mean, I've had a lot of my friends back home who told me like, I'm like a 60-year-old guy because like they say some of them went to the extent of calling me Grandpa Jala, like because yeah, like I did.
It's a new nickname.
Yeah, I tell you right, like Pa Jala laugh about it here.
That's funny.
Yeah, they would tease me on that, like you know, like being around these, I mean, great leaders, it's like an environment. Like I just have that energy. Just radiating from them to me, and like just being there when they're making decisions, just hearing their discussions. I think that was one thing. I think just that environment of being around the great leaders, people who are also Christian too. I mean, positive influence. That's a very good thing. Having friends who also passively contributed to my life. I think that's one thing that I think, I mean, like every young person to really look up to, where I mean, having people in their lives where that people that will really impact us in a positive way. Who are like mentors in our lives that we can go to.
Mm-hmm.
It could be our parent. It could be like just any other person who has a great value system, yeah. You know, that's gonna impact our life positively. I think that's one good thing that I was blessed to have back home growing up from Africa. Mm-hmm. And after that, I mean, I graduated from high school, and I mean, I was like part of my high school press club where we did news. We reported like every Wednesday. I mean, before school, because we had classes begin. Our classes, we actually went to class about 8 o'clock in the morning, like it is here. We were standing in the assembly or line, if you will, like every class, like by class. We have every class has its own line. And then we'll salute our flag, and we have a pastor who will preach for about 5-10 minutes. And again, students were also encouraged to do that. So we had our fellow students, I mean, going to high school, preaching to us, doing devotion like every morning, like Monday through Friday. So like, so I did it some of the time. I had many of my fellow students also did that. They would go to the pastor, the campus pastor, because we had so many. We had about 3 evangelists who were teaching, I mean, like Bible or religion on our campuses, and they would coordinate that with students, and then they would give like a Bible verse. Like, I think an equivalent of that here can kind of be a prayer night. We have students preaching. Mm-hmm. Student give a message.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
On Wednesday. That'll be an equivalent to that. So like our devotional will be something like that. We'll have our fellow students preaching to us. And that was good. I mean, just grew up, like I said, in an environment like a Christian school. And yeah, and I did that. And I graduated from high school. Like I said, I was involved in many community organizations. And it was interesting, like, I was a kid, all right? This is not typical, and I don't say this to brag, but, like, I just used it as a testimony of how God can do anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sort of encourage people who are also out there listening so that they can know that, I mean, there's something great in everyone. I mean, God did not create any soul without endowing them with a gift. We all have gifts. God give to everybody. God give all of us gift. It's just that our gifts are different, and sometimes we just need to just tap into ourselves a little bit and ask God to help us discover the gift that he's given us. So I was like a high school kid, and we have this national election going on. Because of my involvement in my committee, I was a committee representative of a national political campaign where we have a guy who was running for that of representative.
Mm-hmm.
To represent us on a national level. And I mean, being around those kind of people, like those are things that also happen in sports too. So being involved in a national campaign, And like, I mean, not just like the high school thing that we did, running for student senate president, all those things back in high school, but just going to just taste the national scene of politics. So I got to do that a little bit. And I think coming doing that also had me in contact with some of our national leaders as well. That's how it all started. When I graduated from high school, like I said, I was part of my press club, and I had this passion for being on the radio. I don't have to say a passion, but I just had like a desire mm-hmm. to be on the radio.
Well, here you are.
Absolutely.
Check.
There you go. Check this out for accomplishment, right? But I think I started a little bit earlier. This, like I said, like a continuation of it again. So I told my dad, like, hey, I'm not ready to go to college right now. I want to do something else. And my dad said, what do you want to do? Because I graduated from high school in 2012, actually. And I said, I want to go to a journalism institution, and I want to get a certificate in journalism and communication. He said, oh, all right. My dad's one person who told me that if it's about education, he's going to do it. Anything that's educational, he's going to support me in that. So he told me that. And he's always been like that. So I'm grateful for a father and a parent that I have, like that kind of parent who are always supportive. And I went to the school, graduated. Again, like I said, became like the president of the school. And also like got an internship with a newspaper. That again was a national newspaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I got to write as a cop reporter. And I have a byline. I did it for about 6 months. And I had like a full-time job with Power FM and Power TV, where I was now on the radio, had my own program every Wednesday. So, I mean, those are opportunities that really grow me, because being on the radio, like, I mean, I had the opportunity to go to press conferences. Like, I went to like our, like the house of, or like our house of representative, or like the house of legislature, where we have our senators and our representatives. They are making national laws, debating national issues. And as a kid from high school, I had the opportunity to sit over there and just hear national leaders discussing issues of national concerns, and just be able to just listen to them and then report on that, write on it, come discuss. Once in a while, I mean, IPL Live, when we have like a data morning talk show that's called Issues of Today, and where we go through the local data, like the newspapers, and then, I mean, reviews all of the newspapers in the morning, like every day, Monday through Fridays, and then talk about, I mean, some of the, I mean, hot burning issues that were really, I mean, like you talk about, like, sensational. And Sunday morning, like, I had a program. It was called Power Praise Time. I've been reading in the morning, and I had like phone calls from people all around. Like, it was a national radio station all around the country. They'll call in, like, give their testimonies, and then, I mean, like, hey, good morning, this is me, I'm calling from this area, and I get to, like, I mean, just interact with people like all over. I think those are opportunities that really grow me a lot, where I got to interact with national leaders at that point, like, mm-hmm. like not just a committee, not just high school, but like on a national scale. And I think that's one thing that really grew me a lot. God used that to really grow me like along the way, because being involved, like, that's why, I mean, I admire you guys. I mean, being a radio, like Madison said, she was on the radio last over the weekend, you know? Yes. Yeah, being on the radio it's awesome. I mean, it's not just about being on the radio for being heard, for the sake of being heard, or for the sake of saying, hey, Madison Adam, I heard you. You're on the radio, man. Not just that. I mean, I know that's kind of cool. It sounds really cool, but like being the voice of the voiceless, like just advocating for people out there. I think that was one thing that God used back home. He talked about my experience in Liberia to really grow me, like to just have deep and deeper connection with people, where I get to interact with people now on a national level as a kid. Maybe not really much of a kid, because I was about 18, 19.
You're a kid.
Yeah, you know, still, yeah, you know. Yeah, but just having that experience to just hear all these people's stories across, and just meet national leaders, and then meet people who are in need, like want to advocate for those kind of people. That just increased my sense of passion to serve people, because that's kind of what it was like back home for me in Liberia. Just that great opportunity that I think God gave me to just interact with these people at a very intimate level. I mean, from all spectrum, like in my community, in my school, I mean, in various community across my country.
Well, you've been very active in Concordia's community. You'd be hard pressed to find someone who doesn't know who Jala Bole is.
Yeah.
But like you mentioned, hold on, you've been the president of your high school back in Liberia.
I was vice president.
Vice president, yeah. You're in a leadership role there. Yeah. You were the president at
Legacy Institute of Journalism and Communication. Yeah. Of course, high school too. I mean, a couple of high school classes. And yeah.
So now you're shooting for president.
Yeah, you've been
Concordia.
In charge for quite a bit.
If what are you going to do next?
Your campaign in a nutshell, like a one sentence line that will describe your possibility of being president, what would it be?
Like the possibility of being a president? Well, I would say
okay, one sentence.
You know,
so
single sentence.
Use it.
Yes,
use it
in a single sentence. I'm saying the possibility of being president is first a possibility that's based on God's will and the conscious decision of the student can call you. That's what I was saying.
Nice.
Okay, good stuff.
That was good stuff, Jala.
Yeah.
Well, Jala, thank you for coming on our little radio show. Had a lot of fun having you on.
Thank you. It was great being here, Adam. It was great being with you guys, Madison. And I want to say thank you for the opportunity given me to be here. It was really great, I mean, speaking with you guys. And I should like to say you guys are doing a really good job. And I would say, keep it up.
Thanks, Jala.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we have another special guest with us today, Allison Coomer.
Yes, hello. Welcome.
So, Allison, what year are you at Concordia?
I am currently a junior here, and I am studying chemistry and biology.
Oh, wow.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm wanting to go into the research field. I'm not positive as to what kind of research, but right now I'm leaning towards microbiology.
Okay, so
I have an aunt who's a microbiologist.
In normal people words. microbiology.
So microbiology is studying very minute organisms that are usually pathogenic to humans, so disease-causing. So your influenza virus and stuff, that's all caused from microorganisms.
Cool. Be sure to keep up on your flu shot then.
Keep on your flu shots. And
so you're going to be a microbiologist, hopefully, chemistry and biology major.
Yes.
What else do you do around Concordia here, extracurriculars, besides running for student senate?
Yes, I am a speaker leader for Praise. So Praise is a student-led worship where we have a student speaker and there's a student-led band, and it just makes a wonderful night where people can just kind of relax, be themselves. We also have prayer time in there, which is really nice, and just a way to connect with God. I'm also a leader of the research club on campus right now.
The research club, I didn't even know
that.
You can keep thinking about what you all do around here. Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Did you spearhead that at all, or were you someone approached you and said, hey, would you like to lead this?
Dr. Johnson approached me about it, and then, I've just kind of been making meetings and working on stuff. Right now, Dr. Johnson just had a baby, so we haven't been really on top of having meetings and planning stuff, but we're hoping to pick back up with the new science building.
Oh, cool. Are you excited for that?
Very excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am. Just being able to go to different luncheons for that and getting to see the blueprints and just the plans and how much like it's really needed here at Concordia. I'm really excited for it to be here in the fall.
Yeah, and you'll get to experience it with one more year.
I will. And I'm also really excited about that too.
Now, I mentioned it. I probably shouldn't have let it slip out, but you are running for Student Senate.
Yes.
I don't know. What gave you the desire to run for Student Senate?
Well, I saw that the need was going to be happening really soon. Vanessa is graduating this year, and so that leaves an opening. And I really felt like we need a student to be able to be accessible. And I feel like I have a lot of connections with different groups on this campus. Coming from different areas, I feel like people aren't scared to come and talk to me, and I'm a really good listener. So I feel like I'm going to be able to translate or actually communicate those to the people that need to hear those, so we can get change happening on campus.
Yeah, cool. Are you currently involved in Student Senate at all?
I am. I'm one of the representatives. Right now I represent my research club, but since it's not really meeting as of right now, I'm still going, and I love attending. I love getting to find out information about what's happening on campus, and I also love to just kind of voice my opinion and be the person that stands up and likes to stick up for the campus, so...
So I guess what I want to know is, how did you get to Concordia? I know you have an older sister who went here.
So my sister was a teacher. That's what Concordia is really known for, is our teaching college. But I was really against coming to Concordia at first, just because I didn't want to be exactly like her, and I wanted to set my own way.
not like your sister, but like my siblings. They both came to Concordia. I don't want to go to Concordia.
I know, and everyone's like, you're going to be a teacher just like your sister. And I was like, no. But then when I actually came here and visited, I just fell in love with it. The campus is such a welcoming campus, and everyone's very friendly here, and just the Christian aspect to it. So even though I didn't know that many people besides my sister before I came here, it was awesome to feel so welcome. And I am 7 hours from home, so it wasn't like I could go home every time that I was worried, but I've really grown here by myself.
Nice. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Now a word from President Friedrich on the Bulldog Block. First question today, what are some avenues for students to be involved in the decision-making processes here at Concordia, and how do you suggest they utilize them?
There are a number, Adam, So some of those are kind of formalized mm-hmm. and in the fabric of the institution. So, for example, communicating with resident assistants and RCs. Secondly, and probably the most important way, is through Student Senate, mm-hmm. Because the president of Student Senate has direct access to me and to the executive vice presidency.
Okay. Yeah.
So we meet with the student body president at least once a month. Annually, I give kind of a state of the university address to students. And so students can provide me input directly through that or anytime they wish. The Student Senate Vice President attends faculty meetings and gets kind of firsthand information, has an opportunity to ask questions or provide input. The president of the student body is a member of the Concordia Foundation, and because of that is involved with what's going on at a strategic level, can provide input, insight from students. Many times students are invited to participate in planning of facilities, okay. those kinds of things. And another opportunity is through the SOAR. Students have a chance to raise questions, do stories. I've been interviewed dozens of times by SOAR reporters about any kinds of things.
Now, would you say, is there more room or need for student involvement, or is there already a good balance between student and faculty as it is?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have a perspective on it, but I think what would be interesting for me to know is the student's perspective on that. Mm. Generally, I would say there's probably always more room for students to have input. But it seems to me that there generally is a pretty good balance. I don't have a lot of students kind of banging on my door, sending me notes and saying, why are we doing this? I wish I would have known.
Yeah, no, it does seem like it.
It seems like it, but I don't know, you know what generally students would say. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the examples that I think was really would demonstrate how much input students have when we did the walkway behind the stadium.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the lighting, that mm-hmm. was, students had a lot of input, raised that as an issue, had a lot of input as it was designed.
Yeah, that is a great example.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was done too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
It is great.
And students would know, right? Because they use that all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now our final question, when it comes down to it, what is the responsibility of the student when it comes to being engaged in these decision-making processes?
I always look at that one as a both and. Mm-hmm. So I think, yes, the student does have responsibility, and through the structure of the Student Senate, the RAs, RCs, we kind of give that responsibility to students. Yeah. So at some level, it's the student's responsibility to recognize it
yeah.
and go forward. You know, that said, are there more things that administration could do to engage and enhance? Yes. Sometimes I think we do it pretty well. Other times mm-hmm. we probably could do even more. So I think getting the feedback from students is really, really important. Mm-hmm. But my ongoing encouragement to students would be first and foremost, know and use the channels for providing input, for being involved, that are already there.
Well, thanks again for joining us.
Yes.
This is Adam and Madison on the Bulldog Block. Thanks for listening.